Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
There's a big concert last night. Steve Miller, Journey, Def Leppard at Wrigley Field. One of our texters said we were there. Thankfully, it started early so we could get out. We were in line for the shuttle to get back to the remote parking when the alarm started going off. It was crazy. We had to stop at KFC to get out of it. Once we got back on the road, there was a tree down over a car on Irving Park and then some flooding on 90. Maria lives in the city. It was a crazy night last night. Even if you lived here in the city, there was a tornado they suspect touched down on the near west side. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm barking at the moon, Lisa. What can I say?
Maria Pappas.
The world we're living in, you know?
Cook,
I mean,
County
people
Treasurer.
Are blasting off people's ears. There's tornadoes all over Chicago, you know? But you know what? I got up this morning, went to the gym, went to the office, you know, doing my thing. What can I tell you? Well, I spent Friday night at the University of Chicago at a Steppen party. And then Sunday, I was at the world's largest barbecue in Calumet City. There were like 3,000 people there, which is what prompted me to get this release out now instead of later in the month. So Calumet City and those south suburbs, property taxes are up anywhere between 19% and 30% because everything was reassessed this year. So we had a table and we had people in line to come and check. And you can do this on your own at CookCountyTreasurer.com to see if you've got a homeowner, a senior, or a senior exemption going back 4 years. But we gave back $60,000 on Sunday to people who are unaware of the fact that you've got to apply for your senior freeze exemption every year. But there were so many people in line just ragging on me and grabbing at me and crying and upset because even the guy that was on the grill grilling the burgers and the brats makes, as a worker in Calumet City, about $60,000 a year. That's before taxes. And his bill went from $2,000 to $4,500. And this guy was absolutely distraught. I came home on Sunday after talking to everyone at this event, and I was beside myself. So here's what I told him, and here's why we put this release out. You can pay by August 1st, and most people do, but you don't have to pay by August 1st if you don't have the money, because we have a built-in payment plan. So let me bring it home and show you how simple this is. Let's say your bill is $2,000, and you're that guy grilling the hamburgers and grilling the brats. You don't have $2,000. You come back to me on August 1st, and you say, you know what? I want to pay you, Pappas, on a monthly basis. That interest rate on a monthly basis used to be 18%, 1.5%. It's now 0.75%. So on your $2,000, if you pay me every month over the year, it's going to be an extra $15 a month. And people who are listening need to hear this. Even if you don't have the money, the county has a built-in payment plan. So you need to get off panic. You need to know that over a year's time, you can pay this. And especially, and I found this with hundreds and hundreds of seniors over the weekend, they did not apply for their senior freeze.
And you have to do that every year, Maria? Every year,
right?
Yeah,
you got to do it every year because people falsify their income. You got to do it every year. You got to be making under $65,000, and you got to be over 65. Lisa, are you ready for this stat?
Give it to me.
We know that 25,600 people did not get their senior freeze, but we don't know how many of them dropped dead last year because we don't have the death statistics yet. So there are all kinds of seniors. WGN listeners, listen up, whether you're in Kenilworth, Wilmette, or Calumet City. You need to have applied for that senior freeze exemption on a yearly basis. If you didn't, this is simple. Go to CookCountyTreasurer.com. you will put in your address. Do not put in north, south, east, and west. When you put in your address, you're going to know that you're in the right place because you're going to see a picture of your house. Scroll down. There is a grid. It will tell you if you got your homeowners, you lived in the house for more than a year, senior if you're over 65, and senior freeze if you're over 65 and making under 65 grand. Now, if you see in this grid where it says no, 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 you punch the little blue button right there on your right. It says apply here. You can submit the documentation online, and we will get you a check back within 4 to 6 weeks. We have made this really, really, really easy. That website is also up in 127 languages.
Wow.
So I say this to Polish-speaking, Hispanic-speaking, Greek-speaking, Arabic. If you don't understand homeowners exemptions and senior exemptions, you can get it in your own language online. Because in these countries, in Poland, for example, nobody knows what an exemption is, Lisa.
Right,
they don't
right.
even know that they're entitled to it. They don't wake up in the morning and say, did I get my senior citizen freeze? They don't know. So we are out there trying to help. If you scroll down just a little bit more on that site at cookcountytreasure.com, there's a section called refunds. It goes back 20 years. People refinance, and when they refinance, both refinancing companies pay, and then they pay when they get the bill. So we're sitting on another $79 million of overpayments. Go to cookcountytreasure.com and put in your address. But the most important thing that I have to say to you today, is READ. Your bill, on the very front of your bill, in huge, huge, black, bold, blocked letters, it says where your money goes. It tells you who the 14 governments are that you're paying to, and then all the way over on the right, it tells you whether that government went up or down. It says more or less. So I need you to read the bill. We spent a year programming 1.5 million bills, and if you read it, you will understand where your money is going. If you don't have the money on August 1st, look into the payment plan. If you haven't gotten your exemptions, you can come in now and apply for it and get what we call a C of E. A C of E is a reduction in your current bill based upon the check that you're going to get.
I appreciate that. You make it clear, and if you don't like how those 14 governmental agencies are taxing you, vote in local elections.
Vote in local elections. You have to get out. 20% of the people in Cook County vote. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about what's going on here? The sense of apathy and the sense, not just the sense of apathy, but the sense of it won't make any difference if I go out and do something.
It does.
And we got a presidential election coming up here. If we get 20% of the people out, it's going to be a nightmare. People need to exercise their right to be heard and vote.
We have to let you go. We adore you. Thank you for that information, and have a beautiful day.
Okay. Hang in, Lisa.
Absolutely. Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer. Go to cookcountytreasurer.com. Steve's news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.